This is program number LW2233. Well, have you ever heard of Enrico Caruso? Hi, this is Larry West. He became an incredibly famous tenor. At his peak, he earned the then enormous sum of $2,500 per performance. One day, a rival company offered him twice that amount, and the Metropolitan Opera Company bounced back by giving him a new contract, with the salary figure left open for Caruso to fill it in himself. Caruso filled in the same figure, $2,500. He said, "I don't think there's a singer in the world who can give in one performance more than $2,500 worth of singing." He said, "If I asked you for 1 cent more than $2,500, the public will find out one way or another and want from me that 1 cent more of singing, which I have not got." Speaking personally, I think our athletes today need to take a lesson from Caruso. There has to be a moral in Caruso's persuasion. He felt he could not give in one performance more than that much money's worth of singing. Could it have been that Caruso was personally persuaded that he had found his own worth? What is a man worth? How much can a man be worth? Does it depend upon the value of the dollar, the economics, the rule of supply and demand? Today, we've got the bodies of little aborted babies being sold by the bag, from $25 a batch up to $5,500 a pound. Someone put a cash value on Thomas Edison's brain. At the time of his death, it was estimated by a New York Times analyst that business interests, largely due to Edison's inventions, amounted to no less than $25 billion. Is that the right method of computing a man's worth? One day, General Eisenhower was standing talking with a Soviet general at the end of World War II. The Soviet general told how that the Russians in the Red Army, when they would come upon a new area of ground in a war, they would clear the way for their tanks by marching their troops over the minefields. I mean, you know, those tanks were expensive. The story shocked Eisenhower. In the conversation, the Soviet general expressed his own surprise that Americans would take so much trouble in treating German prisoners humanely. The Soviet reasoned there that why should Americans be concerned about American prisoners in German camps? Because American soldiers in those camps were no longer of any military value. Is that the way you determine a man's worth? That he's valuable only so long as he serves the state? That he's useful in the military? Eisenhower tried to explain to him that if they treated German prisoners inhumanely, that would have brought retaliation against American prisoners in German hands, and that we consider human life far more valuable than anything else we might possess. How do you determine the value of human life? It sure seems cheapened when a society will sacrifice it for their tanks, will sacrifice it for their own selfish conveniences, even if it be in the name of women's rights. It sure seems cheap when you can sell it by the bag or by the pound. But how do you determine the real value of human life? I don't think it could be better answered than with these words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. How much is a man worth? Far more than $2,500, Caruso. Far more than $5,500 a pound. Thomas Edison, $25 billion. Couldn't even start to measure the worth of one human being. When God died to buy man back, he made our worth incalculably beyond measure. Thank God you and I have been made priceless. Now, go out today and show your gratitude. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.